My name is Jonathan Sievers. I'm a senior research associate at the Canadian Institute for Theoretical Astrophysics, and I studied the microwave background, which is leftover radiation from the Big Bang. We can look back and see to about 400,000 years after the Big Bang and get a snapshot of the universe when it was very young. It's like a day-old baby picture if we lived in a 90-year-old universe. To first order, it looks the same everywhere. The brightness is the same to about a part in 100,000 every direction. But if you then look very, very carefully, you can see patterns of blobs. It's just blobs of different sizes and different brightnesses. The blobs peak at about the size of the full moon. So we don't need really precise people to see in high detail. We just need very high sensitivity because they're so faint. So what we really want to measure is how bright they are as a function of size. We can plot up the brightness relative to the size, and you see this pattern of peaks and wiggles. And it turns out that the shape of this pattern is actually exquisitely sensitive to what the universe is made up of and how old it is, and a lot of very sort of fundamental parameters in astronomy. So by measuring these peaks and wiggles, we can then go out and say with unprecedented accuracy that the universe is about 13.6 billion years old, to an accuracy of maybe 1 or 200 million years. We know the density of ordinary matter in the universe to a couple percent, the density of dark matter in the universe to a few percent now. And so this is why it's just revolutionized cosmology, because you all of a sudden get incredibly high precision measurements of things that you have almost no other way of measuring. So I have mostly worked on small scale, sort of the higher resolution version of this map, through two telescopes that are actually very close to each other. The first one is called the Cosmic Background Imager, and it's a set of 13 dishes. It's a radio telescope operating at about 5,000 meters in the Chilean Atacama Desert. So this is probably the second driest place in the world. The best place to do this is the South Pole. But it's very difficult to move lots of things to the South Pole, and if you go there, you're stuck there for a year. So these are sort of the two centers of where people are doing microwave background research from the ground. It's really pretty exciting to wake up in the morning and go out and try and measure the properties of the universe. It's a weird place. Only 4% of the universe is made of ordinary matter, the stuff we can see around us. Protons, neutrons, and electrons. Everything you learn about in science class. It's 4%. About a quarter of it is what we call dark matter. This stuff clumps under gravity, but we can't see it. And then 70% is this weird stuff we call dark energy, actually acts like anti-gravity. So the universe is accelerating right now. It's really pretty exciting to wake up and try and figure out what's going on and trying to measure these numbers. And then trying to measure, to understand physics at the very highest energies, energy we'll never be able to get to on the Earth. The microwave background is one of the only ways we have of understanding physics on those scales.